Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday and another slice of fresh bread. We're going to close out John chapter 7 today, and look with me, if you would, in verse 45. The officers who came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, "Why did you not bring him?" The officers answered, "No one ever spoke like this man." The Pharisees answered them, "Have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd that does not know the law is accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to him before, and who was one of them, said to them, "Does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee." So what they've done is they finally sent some officers to arrest him, and they get there and they listen to Jesus. They see the miracles. They look at the people and they begin to look at it and say, "I'm not sure we ought to do this." So they don't arrest him and they don't bring him back. And when they say, "Why haven't you done that?" They say, "Well, no one speaks like this man. For all the miracles and all of the acclaim and all of the applause that's taking place, what astounds them more than anything is the word of God spoken by Jesus." The Pharisees then say to them, "Are you believing in this Galilean conspiracy that can't be true? Have you been deceived also?" And then they make this interesting statement. "Look, none of us believe in him." Of course, immediately Nicodemus speaks up. He has not yet declared his allegiance and trust in Jesus publicly, but he does say to them, "Hey, let me ask y'all a question. How is it that you're able to bring a judgment and you've not done what the law demands, is that we give him a fair hearing to find out what he has done and what does he do? And does he claim to be the Messiah? And does his life affirm that or not?" And of course, they immediately accuse him of being deceived or on the verge of deception himself. The Word of God gives us our basic jurisprudence in our culture. One of the blessings of Christianity was a good and proper court system that ought to, every time it meets, pray for the wisdom of God. God save this court. And then also, based upon biblical principles of evidence and hearing and testimony. And so that's what Nicodemus is referring to, that's been actually codified in our society. But in doing so, what he's also pointing out is that they're violating their own word and that they haven't heard him out to give him a hearing. They, of course, say to him, "Well, you're just like one of the people." Isn't it interesting? The way they try to intimidate the people, they say, "Well, look who's following Jesus. It's just the people and they're accursed." You and I keep getting excited when some celebrity affirms Jesus or some person in power. Well, actually, the gospel is usually moved forward with those that are powerless. God delights to take the foolish of this world to confound the wise, to take the impotent to confound the powerful. Now, I'm grateful he does save the powerful. He does save the so-called wise, the academic and the statesman and the celebrity, and praise the Lord for that. But here they try to say, "Look, you just look at who's who. Jesus doesn't have the who's who. He's just got the common old everyday people." Jesus loves to save anybody and everybody, but he certainly loves to see the powerless be empowered by the grace of God and emancipated from both sin's guilt and power, that they might live unto him. And then secondly, you can always note this, is that unbelief is always inconsistent. They're inconsistent with what they say they believe that they're trying to use against Jesus. They don't even obey their own principles of jurisprudence. Nicodemus is doing something for Jesus, but he's about to do a lot more. It won't be long before he'll publicly confess Christ, not just be a thorn in the side of the Pharisees as he is among them. Folks, don't be intimidated. You just honor Christ. You lift him up to the praise and glory of God. Unbeliever will use many mechanisms to both mock you and to intimidate you. But put no confidence in the flesh. It is the Spirit who gives life. And you can be confident of this very thing. He who began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. That's another slice of fresh bread. We'll be back with you on Monday. In the meantime, Saturday, spend some time in God's Word to prepare for the Lord's Day. Gather on the Lord's Day with His people to praise His name and take the Word of God, which is the bread of life by which we live, to come to Jesus, who is the bread of life, because He is our life. And we'll see you next week.
You're the light unto my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reader, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.